what's the name of that show? I know it. Give me a second. Oh, Sir Tone Bone Show. And I'm your host, Antonio.
My sister, right, she made a post saying that she want to move out of the country. Shit, I'm like, fuck it, you know? That's interesting. I'm like, shit, I go with you. You feel me? She replied saying basically she don't know where. You feel me? And then I had to think about it. I'm like, shit, I don't really speak no foreign language. You feel me? I know a little Spanish and shit, but low-key, I don't think she going to go somewhere where I want to go, you know? So it's just like, damn, I don't feel like I can get a job. I have to take social media serious, you feel me? As far as the podcast, you know? Just creating content. And because it's like, imagine me at a job, motherfucker telling me to do something. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. You have to fire me on the spot. Because I'm not doing shit. Because I don't understand what the fuck you're saying to me, you know? Or then you look up, I have to have a fucking translator to work at this establishment? You know, shit crazy. Like, I feel like a lot of motherfuckers make these big ass moves, but they not prepared. You gonna go somewhere and you don't speak the fucking language? I don't give a fuck if you on tour or whatever. You gotta know the language, you feel me? For real. Yo, other than that, you know how motherfuckers come at you like, man, I know when you fuck, you getting the bitch pregnant. And you like, hell no. Nah. But then you start thinking about that shit. You feel me? Especially when you on social media. You know every woman putting the work in to look bad as hell. Where you just like, whoa. Right? So it's like, I pull that chick. In my head, I already know. Yeah, I think I'm getting her pregnant. Because I know we're going to fuck like multiple times where I'm going to slip up. Low key where I ain't going to give a fuck. I'm like, shit. I need her in my life. You feel me? But a lot of times, what happens, she's not the right woman. She could be on some bullshit. You feel me? And I fucked up because she beautiful, you know? Look at it. Beauty is like weed, liquor, and every other fucking drug. A lot of times, it's not good for you. You feel me? Everybody out here looking for an attractive person. Sometimes you gotta fuck with the ugly person, you know? And it's like, it's wild as hell. You feel me? Because you like, bro, I'm not going to have fun. You feel me? Because you like, man, I'm going to cheat on this person, etc. You know? Because I don't want to be with this person. You feel me? But you learn when that beautiful person screw you over. And you actually test the shit out fucking with an ugly person. And you just be mind blown, like, damn, I'm happy. It's just this person, you know, don't look like shit. This ain't somebody I could walk around downtown with or nothing like that. You feel me? Like, this person good for being at the crib. My shit just is wild. Nothing makes sense, but just how it is. You know, sometimes it's like, is it best to leave America? You know, because, bro, it's too toxic out here, bro. It's always some bullshit. Financially, everything. So you go somewhere where it's like, and this thing, if my sister like, yeah, you can come, You gotta go somewhere where it's like taxes is low, etc. You feel me? The shit gotta be better than America. If you not thinking about all that shit, you wasting your time. For real. You wasting your fucking time. I don't know, don't go somewhere just because the shit beautiful. That shit might cost like a motherfucker. Man, I'm going to put it like this, man. Seeing DDG and his girl, I'm like, damn. I need to be in a relationship because I'm getting old, you feel me? I'm 35. Can you believe that shit? I'm 35. You know? But I think I know what type of woman I want. Really, I don't. Because seeing DDG and his girl, it's like, it ain't something I'm for. You feel me? I wouldn't be like, yeah, all right, I need this. But then it's like, that shit worked for them. You feel me? You know? Is it best for me to fuck with a nerdy chick? You know? I may not relate to her and shit. But who knows? That shit could be perfect love. You know? I'm looking at the model and shit. Yeah.